Now, one other thing I would have to say about Bell Labs, I think it has a very good atmosphere in not differentiating between physics and engineering in any strong, clear-cut way. They had a physics department, mm-hmm. they had various different kinds of engineering departments, and so on, they had a chemistry department. But there was a lot of interaction. And engineers would work in the physics department a bit and vice versa, and it was a good deal transfer back and forth and a good deal interplay. There was not a sharp distinction
uh-huh.
between the two.
Uh-huh.
And I think a very good atmosphere from that point. Now, Lovell, for example, was an acoustic physicist. And he started doing this, and Bell Labs then assigned various engineers to help him out, and they made a practice of hiring physicists and transferring them into engineering
mm-hmm.
frequently.
Mm-hmm.
During that period, engineering school did not teach a lot of fundamental physics.
Uh-huh.
Caltech was one of the few, and Caltech did it simply because they didn't have much of an engineering faculty. So I think that's the reason they did it. I was a student there, and the engineering students were taking a lot of fundamental physics because
uh-huh.
they had a small engineering faculty, and well, this was related and important, and so the engineers at Caltech learned a lot of fundamental physics.